Wow, this one is a bit of a gut punch for the DeFi space. Router Protocol, the cross-chain liquidity aggregator, has confirmed it's shutting down its operations and burning 303 million root tokens.
Yeah, and it's important to be clear about what that means. This isn't a pause, a rebrand, or a migration. It's a deliberate wind down and closure.
That's why it feels so final. Core services, routing functionality, governance activity, and the incentive programs tied to the root token are expected to cease.
Exactly. For users, that likely means reduced functionality, with some services becoming read-only or fully disabled.
And that's where the real concern for people comes in. The exact process for accessing funds, maintaining exchange listings, preserving liquidity, and handling any remaining governance or redemption mechanisms will be critical for holders and active users.
Right. Those are the practical questions that matter most now. If you hold root or have assets in the ecosystem, the details around execution could be very important.
Then there's the burn itself. The planned burn of 303 million root tokens means permanently removing that supply from circulation.
In tokenomics, a burn reduces circulating supply, which can have both symbolic and economic effects. In this case, it appears to be part of the project's final life cycle.
I can see why the team would do that. It may help make the wind down more orderly, reduce the amount of tokens left outstanding, and potentially preserve some residual value for remaining holders.
But it's important not to overread that. A burn does not automatically create demand or guarantee that the token price will rise.
That's a good reminder. It changes the supply side of the equation, not necessarily the demand side.
For root holders, the announcement brings both clarity and uncertainty. It clearly signals that Router Protocol is moving toward closure rather than continuing as an active platform.
At the same time, it raises practical questions about what the token can still do, how liquidity will evolve, whether exchanges will continue supporting it, and how users can exit positions or access assets.
So the key areas to watch are liquidity availability, exchange support, bridge access, the shutdown timeline, burn mechanics, and any final instructions from the project team.
And we should be careful about short-term market reactions. There may be price moves around the burn, but they should be interpreted in the context of a shutdown, not a bullish upgrade or new utility release.
Agreed. Price moves may reflect speculation, supply reduction, or liquidity changes rather than long-term value.
I think the broader DeFi implication is that not every project is built to last indefinitely. Many protocols are launched around specific market opportunities, narratives, or waves of user acquisition.
When conditions change, some projects fail to adapt, while others choose a controlled exit rather than continue operating without a clear path forward.
Router Protocol's case is notable because of the scale of the token burn and the fact that the project is publicly framing its end-of-cycle actions.
That level of transparency is important in an industry where abrupt shutdowns, abandoned governance, and unclear token mechanics are common concerns.
For the wider market, the event highlights the competitive pressure, sustainability challenges, and shifting user behavior that affect DeFi infrastructure projects, especially liquidity aggregators.
Protocols that survive usually maintain ongoing utility, effective governance, and token incentives that support long-term value.
Router Protocol's closure really shows how quickly the DeFi landscape can change, even for projects that once had a visible presence.
So the key takeaway is this: Router Protocol is shutting down, not pivoting.
And the 303 million root token burn is part of a final supply reduction and wind down process.
Holders should focus on practical execution details, the exact shutdown timeline, liquidity conditions, exchange support, access to funds, and official communications.
This episode serves as a case study in how crypto projects can navigate closure, and it reinforces that token value depends on ongoing utility and clear governance, not just token burns or narrative.